It's 4:45 on Downtown Friday edition of the program. Rich Kimball here with you, The Pulse, WZOM. And in glorious high definition at WKIT HD3. Mike Lowe on the Patriots next hour, Joe Riccio with Shut Up and Eat, and the night show's Danny Cashman coming up in hour two of Downtown. Right now, though, we're joined on the phone by one of our favorite guests on the show, a great follow on Twitter at The Wilder Things, and a terrific writer for SB Nation, Charlotte Wilder, joining us this afternoon. Charlotte, welcome back.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Always great talking with you, and you put up a great column. I enjoyed it so much. I want to talk about the column first and then, the reaction to it after the fact. But let's start with your column on SB Nation about the Trump effect, if you will, on New England Patriots fans in the most liberal corner of the United States.
Yeah, sure. First of all, I do want to say it wasn't a column. I think a lot of people have taken it that way, which it was a reported piece from my perspective, but it was a reported piece and I researched it. And so I think that's been a part of the issue here and how it's been painted. I wrote about the Patriots' connection to Donald Trump for a year and a half now, and how that's affected some fans' experiences of the team.
Yeah, and look, it makes sense, and as you reported in your story, every county in the state of Massachusetts voted for Hillary Clinton. She drew well over 60% of the vote. It is, if not the most liberal state in America, got to be up there in the top few. And when you've got three of the most recognizable faces, arguably the faces of Patriots Nation, out in support of Donald Trump, that does cause some turmoil for a few people, more than a few people.
Yeah. I had noticed it when thousands of fans flocked to Brady's Facebook page, and just in conversations with people and sort of seeing things online in comment sections, that this is weighing on a lot of people's minds if they find Trump abhorrent and the team that they love is so closely tied to him. That's obviously going to cause some friction. And the response I got to the article, I've gotten hundreds of emails now from people saying that they feel the same way and that this is something that resonated with them.
Well, yeah, and I try to stay clear of being a fanboy. We got enough of those on radio as it is out there in the world. But I've always liked and respected, especially Tom Brady, out of that triumvirate with the Patriots. And I have to say, I look at him in a slightly different light. And even Belichick, who is so guarded about protecting his image and keeping things focused on the team, to me it just seems like a rare misstep for Belichick to wade in that deeply.
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of fans that I talked to felt, and that I saw in comments, and just over the course of since he wrote the letter to Trump and that became public, I think that a lot of people felt, a lot of people didn't, a lot of people don't care who their team supports, a lot of people can compartmentalize, and a lot of people weren't bothered by Trump. So this is by no means a everybody's mad situation, but There are enough people who are that I think it's worth talking about. And for them, they felt that Belichick had broken his own major rule, which is no distractions. This is a pretty big distraction to have the letter, to Trump read the letter out loud the night before the election, the week of the Seahawks game. And whether he gave permission or not, or whether that was planned, who knows, but it happened. And I think that some fans felt let down.
And we forget it up here, or we attribute it to jealousy, which I think is just silly, but there are many corners of the United States where the Patriots are already not very popular, and that certainly didn't help things.
No, I don't. I think that New England has, people in New England have felt the need to defend their team, especially Spygate and then Deflategate. And I think some people who were really upset by Trump felt that this was one more test of, they had to defend their team, but it was hard because, they weren't as all in as they had been in the face of actual football scandals.
We're talking with Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation. I find it interesting, too, because I think certainly the National Football League as a whole is probably the most conservative of leagues. And it would,
for sure.
And it would seem, too, that maybe I'm generalizing here, but football fans in general may be more conservative than fans of other sports.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder about that. I've certainly talked to a lot of liberal football fans. I talked to a lot of fans who've been getting more into NBA because they find that the league is more aligned with progressive social issues. And, you know, I would love to see a breakdown of numbers on that, but I can't really speak to it without that data. But I think that there's definitely something that tends to trend in that direction with fans who really do double down in terms of being vocal about it.
And in your story, you reported on both sides. It was not, as you said, it was not an opinion-based column. It was based on conversations with people as well as observations. But the reaction that you got from this yesterday, from the two darkest corners of the world, social media and sports talk radio in Boston, was predictable and yet not predictable because it was so far over the top.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to focus less on that just because it was a pretty ugly reaction. What I would love to focus on is how incredible the support was. The sports community, the sports journalist community really rallied behind me, and even, you know, other media that aren't sports and, you know, just getting numerous emails from people saying, hey, we're seeing people calling you terrible names on Twitter, like, keep your chin up. And that, for me, was the, you know, this has overall been a very positive experience because I think that the good has outweighed the bad in terms of the amount I've heard from people and the thought that people put into their notes to me and sort of restored a lot of my faith in who we are here in this country, if we allow ourselves to be.
Well, that's good news, and that's certainly the most heartening thing I've heard in light of all of this, but it has been interesting to see how it's played out with people. I think there's great validity in it, and I say that because I've talked to people. When I saw the headline of the article, I thought, well, yeah, I've talked to people. I've felt some of that myself. To me, it was just common sense and then followed up with solid reporting.
Well, thank you so much, Rich. You know, that means a ton. I worked hard on it. I tried to make it balanced and, you know, put in voices from all different sides of the issue. So I'm thrilled to hear that you think I managed to do so.
Now, you like your new gig at SB Nation. Obviously, they've been very supportive in this. How are you enjoying it?
Oh, my God. I feel like I work at the best place in the world. I think that it's rare when you have a place that is both so supportive of the work that I'm trying to do, and the people are not only smart and thoughtful, but really fun and really funny, and allow for that, for both the big swings and then, you know, let me tell a bunch of jokes on the internet every once in a while. And I just feel really lucky and supportive. And I think there are a lot of organizations that might hang their writers out to dry. And SB Nation just has completely had my back through this whole thing.
And you write a lot about a lot of things. You tweet about a lot of things and away from gender, but just into the world of sports and the world of being on social media. I'm always amazed, too, when you get those people who say, give you the old stick to sports.
I don't
do it on my show. You don't do it in your writing. So why would you do it on social media?
Right. No, you know, those people, I'm sort of like, okay, buddy, well, why don't you stick to trolling? And they're like, well, I am. And I'm like, yep. Okay. Fair point. I think that I very much don't stick to sports. My beat here is not strictly sports. I cover a lot of things, that are, tangential and essential to fandom. And being a sports fan touches so many more corners than just who scored the last touchdown. It's about the world we live in. It's about the culture that we inhabit. It's about people's feelings and thoughts and fears. And what I try to do in my work is look at where people are coming from and what people are worried about or thinking that maybe they haven't seen articulated somewhere else yet. To say, like, hey, if you're feeling this, you know, you're not the only one. You're not the only one wondering about this. Like, let's examine this cultural phenomenon as it has attached itself to sports, because sports are the way that we connect to greater meaning and have something outside of ourselves and build communities. And there's no way you can separate. It's not about throwing a football. It's about feeling like you belong, or feeling a sense of ownership, or being able to examine other issues through these people that you care about.
Check out Charlotte's story on SB Nation. The Patriots have a Trump problem. Charlotte, thanks for your great work, and thanks so much for visiting with us, as always.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Rich. Anytime. Happy to be here.
That's a Charlotte Wilder, SB Nation, with us here on Downtown as we wrap up the first hour of the program.